Back in the nation's capital, 40,000 Girl Scouts gathered on the National Mall to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the Girl Scouts of the USA. The organization was founded in 1912, and today the throngs continued a tradition that has been with the group since its start, host sing-alongs. NPR's Netta Ulaby has the story.
There are giggles of Girl Scouts in Washington, D.C. today, wearing green uniforms covered with badges, bright troop t-shirts, and plenty of sunscreen. Girl Scouts don't have to all dress alike these days, and the Girl Scout songbook is also broadening its repertoire. Jan Verhage is president of the D.C. Girl Scout Council of the nation's capital, which sponsors this year's sing-along. She says Girl Scouts aren't just singing Kumbaya and barges anymore. This year's song leaders include the folk singers Michelle Schacht and Odetta. Verhage says they'll perform some of their own material.
I look at it as 75% sing-along, 25% rock concert.
She might sound lighthearted, but Girl Scouts are imbued with a deep sense of responsibility. Alzana Straker is 7. She and her friend Jordan have only been Girl Scouts for a year, but they take it very seriously.
Do you see how this grass is clean? That's what we do. We pick up the things that are on it and make sure that the world is clean and healthy.
And make sure Mother Nature stays clean. Throughout the nation.
Brianna Martin is a 9-year-old from Washington, D.C. She says scouting helped her get some perspective on the tragedies of last year and figure out ways to help.
We're getting money for the homeless people and raising money for the terrorist attacks.
This is Brianna's first sing-along, and she says it's an important part of being a scout.
If you be a Girl Scout, that's helping everybody in the world.
And how are you helping everyone in the world by being a Girl Scout?
By being here and swapping with everybody.
Swaps are little handmade trinkets the girls tote around by the bagful and exchange.
They're different things, aliens, hearts, and faces. And I have little bumblebees. It's fun to be a Girl Scout. And little Washington monuments that say 2002 on them.
These girls from Pennsylvania have attached tiny lumps of coal to their swaps. In exchange, they've gotten plastic musical notes, badges, and replicas of the flag.
You can put them on your hats.
And you'll remember them since you're in high school.
The swaps have little pins attached. The girls fix them all over their hats and vests so they look like little medieval pilgrims or Christmas trees. There aren't any swaps in the alumna tent, which is filled with Girl Scout memorabilia from days gone by, and older women in vintage uniforms. BJ Myers is helping to run the alumna tent. She's been involved in Girl Scouts for 43 years. She says the songs sound pretty much the same. It's the accessories that have changed.
But everything is going more modern, more plastic, I think, because things were leather, things were metal, now they're out of that. That's pretty much how we've evolved with the times, but we still sing.
Mary Rothschild is writing a history of the Girl Scouts. She says the sing-alongs are part of all youth groups, but they were especially beloved by the Girl Scouts founder, Juliet Lowe.
I don't know how much she actually, and what kind of a voice she actually had, because she was deaf.
Juliet Lowe had lost some of her hearing as a child and became profoundly deaf as a young adult after a grain of rice lodged in her ear on her wedding day. A 14-year-old from Missouri says that's exactly why she finds the founder of the Girl Scouts inspiring.
I think it's great that she showed that she could do anything just because she had, just because she couldn't hear, she could still sing.
Lowe made it her mission to welcome any girl into the Scouts. And as the thousands of Girl Scouts sing and shimmy under the bright afternoon light, one thing is clear. Everyone sounds good in a crowd.
That went the little green frog one day.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.